You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. When you visit Martin County resident Marcia Drutt Davis, you'll pass a few Children at Play signs in her community before getting to her house. When you walk inside the neat two-story home, you notice framed pictures of children at strategic locations. So you may be surprised to find out she's the author of a book titled Confessions of a Child-Free Woman, A Life Spent Swimming Against the Mainstream. And while she's written the book now at age 70, when she was younger, she says not wanting to have children was something she never talked about, not even with her ex-husband.
Which is unbelievably wrong. Any couple, whether they're straight or gay, who are in a relationship, should absolutely discuss whether or not they want to have children.
Drutt Davis did come to find out that her husband at the time didn't want children either. They informed his parents of that during a conversation taped by the TV show 60 Minutes.
In my opinion, we were depicted as very sad, selfish, not sure of what we were doing, sort of immature. But the very last statement that Mike Wallace said blew me away, and he said, "Pardon our perversion for airing this on Mother's Day. Good night, everyone." Well, there I was, equated to the word perverse.
That show, she says, cost her her job as a substitute teacher. The phone, which had been ringing off the hook for this popular sub, suddenly went silent. What was not silent was the reaction of her neighbors, which came sometimes in the form of threats.
Yes, I received letters from neighbors saying they had seen me on the 60 Minutes show, and they felt sorry for my husband because I was a godless, horrible woman, and I should watch myself carefully and be careful about my dog, because why would I even have a dog? After all, aren't they fur babies? So perhaps it would be better to give death to the dog than allow the dog to stay with me.
Fortunately, reaction has not been negative to the release of her book. In it, she details her relationships with many of her children she once taught, helping in many ways from opening her home to providing help to struggling families or financial help to children in need.
I'm a teacher, and I'm a very involved teacher. I've always felt that teaching does not end at 3 o'clock. And because I had the time, not having my own children, I devoted myself, I poured myself into that. Not because I lacked anything in my life, but because it embellished my life. And I've been very, very lucky because some of these connections have lasted a lifetime.
So why write this book now, at 70 years of age?
I think it's an important topic, and I think even now, when the so-called ability to have a choice is out there, I really wonder if it's really acceptable not to want children.
Drutt Davis admits she has, at times during the course of her life, wondered if her decision to remain child-free was the right one. She admits that in her book, but in the end...
I love the beauty of this peace that I have right here in my home and being able to come and go as I want. No, there are no regrets.
We'll have a link to Drutt Davis's webpage and blog, as well as her Facebook page, on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.